Hi, I'm Ryan. I'm a host of the Tabletop Battlefield, and as you can see, Kyle and Jason are not here. That's because I snuck down to start just a little bit early before they come down to review Axis and Allies. I realized that reviewing some of the podcasts I found out that I was not able to review Heroescape, so I'm going to give my review on one of the, I believe, the best games out there that you could buy. Definitely its money's worth. And I get to do three things I always wanted to do. Jason, relax. You know, go to a chiropractor or see a masseuse because you're just too uptight, buddy. Kyle, monkeys! And the third thing, this is the Tabletop Battlefield! Welcome to Season 2 of the Tabletop Battlefield over at the Online Army Showcase at www.tabletopbattlefield.com. I'm Ryan, and as I said before, Kyle and Jason are not here, and I'm going to do a little quick rendition of Heroescape. I consider it to be one of the best games out there. Of course, I'm a relatively beginner gamer, but when I first saw Heroescape and played it, I loved it, so I'm going to give my review of what I like and don't like about the game. So let's get started. Okay, I'm going to start now with So Sweet. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the figures. The figures, I don't have any on the table right here, but the best thing about the figures is you don't have to make them. They come pre-made, and even though this is a relatively cheaper game, the figures still come in very nice looking. They are plastic, not metal-based, but for the money that they're worth, they are awesome figures, and you'll be able to see some of the figures show up on some pictures right now. Figures are just really cool. I've never actually seen a tabletop game yet that can really produce, with the price that Heroescape is, how cheap it is, and the figures that they provide, just a huge amount of figures for the price of the game is just really cool. So that's my thoughts on the figures. And next, I'm going to go with the cost of the game. I went to Target a couple months ago to grab a birthday present, and birthday present was Heroescape. And I was able to get a starter set, one of the beginner starter sets for Heroescape, under $30. Granted it was on sale and such, but you really won't find a cheaper game. Like this box set I see is under $50, and this game has a couple dozen figures. So you really get the bang for your buck with this game when you buy it, especially with the starter sets and also the other expansion and boosters. So that's another So Sweet, and that's for the cost. And next, another So Sweet is the battlefield itself. When you take the stuff out of the box, you get these battlefield hexes. And these hexes they can either spread out to just one single hex, or they can branch out to be one whole 24-piece chunk. And the cool thing about these is you can create the field that they tell you to create, or you can create your own. My thinking is more like an advanced version of Lego, you know, to where you can set up your own battlefield and your own terrain at your liking. And I think that's some games, a lot of tabletop games don't have that freedom to where they don't come with a ready-to-build any way you want it landscape. A lot of landscapes you have to build yourself from other, like, pieces of junk or garbage, which is a really cool thing to do, but it takes more time. It's more time-consuming. And a lot more work. And if you're into that, go ahead and do it. But for lazy people like me, these hexes are really cool to start the game going really, really fast, and you don't have to do much building. So that is one So Sweet for the field and the hexes. And up next, I have a So Sweet for the simple and complex gameplay. And what I mean by simple gameplay is the game starts out with the figures where you have these two-sided cards, these two-sided playing cards for the figures. And on one side has actually side to where it's a real simple way to play, you know, real simple way to move the figures, and you don't have much depth in these side of cards to where you play the figures, but you still, especially for younger players and players who maybe don't know much about tabletop gaming, it's a good way to start. Then you can eventually get to where it gets boring, and it might get boring really fast to the more experienced gamer, to where you can turn around and start using the more challenging rules and stuff, and to where these figures end up getting special abilities, and the move and range and attacks are more, and you end up with a more thrilling game, and that's for the advanced gamer when you get to that level. So I do love the cards. I do love it how they separate between a beginner, and the beginner can end up moving up to advanced. So that's one really thing I like about the cards. And then next is the storyline. The storyline it's a really cool storyline. And go on to www.heroescape.com in order to, you know, check out the whole storyline. But I like how in this storyline you can actually add on to it and create your own world on top of it. Like there are other figures throughout space and time that come to this one planet just to do all-out battle. And I mean, they have characters from the Marvel universe. I mean, you can make up your own characters, which I'll talk about a little bit later. But yeah, the storyline is great. It's awesome. They keep you in depth. So not only can you make your own storylines branch off from it, like I do in the Battle of the Hidden Valley Wellspring, that's on the Online Army Showcase, if you want to look it up. You can also stick to the main storyline and do your own outcomes of battles, which I think is really cool. So that is another so sweet. And then the next so sweet is I have that there. It's really relatively easy to create your own characters. And if you want to find out more information about this, Jason has some instructional videos on his YouTube series. Just go ahead and go to the Online Armor Showcase and look up the YouTube section, and you'll find his creating custom Heroescape cards, which he gives it. Jason gives as simple as it can be, the complex way of making these things, and it's really not that difficult. So you can introduce other characters from other genres like Halo 3, Batman, Superman, Lord of the Rings. I mean, the sky is limitless. You can create your own characters if you want. You can bring MechWarrior or Warhammer 40K into the mix. It's really fun to just blend those worlds together and just see what they do in all outright battle. So that's another cool thing about the game. Another thing that's so sweet is and I talked a little bit about this, is creating your own scenarios. The scenarios in this game can be like really heart pounding. It can be you can make them to be one big army gets another big army, and which they just clash together, and you don't know what's going to happen. You can have like a little group of guys facing off with like 50 of them. I mean, just the way you create these scenarios is just it's endless. That's one thing I like. Yeah, I love the fact that you can create stories and make stories from this game. One of the things I really love about this game. So that's one thing. Now let's get on to the nitty gritty, which I only have a couple of things that I dislike about the game. They're really minor things, but I do have to mention them. So one thing I give a haterade. One thing I hate about the game is the dice, and just so some of you advanced gamers know, there is a lot of dice to this game. There's a lot of dice rolling, and you can add on dice. Sometimes there can be up to 8 dice or 10 dice to a roll, which gives a good amount of hits, and it looks impressive, but it really does extend the gameplay, and you are rolling a lot of dice, and I just hate the dice just because just the fact that I pretty much stink at rolling dice, and the dice rolling is just blah. It's, I'm like Jason can vouch for this. I'm terrible at rolling dice. But besides the fact that they're too much dice, there are really cool things about them. They got certain sides showing what's hit, what's not, and with the rules you can blend the dice really well. So depending on how the dice feel about you, they could go in or not in your favor. So that's why I don't like dice. I mean,
dice.
So anyway, no, I was not the demonic voice. That was really a demon. Okay, now another thing that I kind of dislike about the game is, personally, I like a game that lasts at least 4 or 5 hours. If it stretches beyond that, I get bored real fast. I have to take time. Like speaking of the battle for the Hidden Valley Wellspring, that scenario actually took me a whole week to finish because it would take me 2 hours of time per day. 2 times 7, add up, it's over 10 hours. So these games, if you build an epic battlefield and have an epic battle, it might take a while to do the outcomes and stuff. So that's why they sometimes like to give you smaller scenarios. But I personally like the bigger stuff, so I'll take the time. But if you're looking for a game that's really quick to play, if you do the right scenarios, it can be a quick game. But if you don't want endless scenarios that last for like 10 hours, don't build a big epic battle scale and have 50 characters against 50 characters. That's just not plausible. Another thing I like about the game is the artwork of the boxes. When you look at these boxes in the store here, here's one. This is the second. This is the second box, Swarm of the Morrow Master set. The boxes give a lot of detail. I mean, and they're just so eye-catching. Like, you see this in the store, you have to find out what game is this? What this game possibly could be? It just speaks out for you. So, that's a really cool thing. And oh, look, I forgot to set the timer, so I have no clue how far I'm in on this thing. I might have been talking too fast, I might have been talking too slow, but you know what? I will start it now. So, for a final review of this game, so Kyle, what do you think of this Hero's Gate game? Oh, it sucks. I'd never play this game. It just sucks. Okay, well, you know. Fine by you. I don't care if you ever play the game. Jason, what do you think of the HeroScape game? Well, I think it's awesome. I think we could have built the figures ourselves, but you know, it's fine. I give this game a game to definitely buy and play. It's worth its money and it's worth its time, and it's a great game. And well, I agree with you, Jason. And I'll finish off by saying that that this game is a definite must buy. Especially to beginner gamers, advanced, intermediate, doesn't matter. You'll get a lot out of this game. You'll definitely get your money's worth for the cheap price. I would definitely give this game the highest rating I could give it. Personally, if I weren't interested in any of the games, I could stick with this game, but I obviously am. So that is. That is what I have to say about HeroScape, and
so Ryan was at this party. He's trying to impress these three absolutely beautiful women, and he's trying to.
Are you sure they are women?
I don't know, but they're well. Yeah, yes, I'll agree. Oh, yes, I'll say okay. That they definitely were. And he's trying some little crazy card trick. Oh, and I mentioned that the one girl was against this huge fan of HeroScape. I guess her ex-boyfriend introduced her to the game, and she's like. And Ryan and her were talking about the previous hour about all this crazy thing about the game. So here he is, he's all getting ready to do this stupid little card trick. And well, it goes really horrifically awful. And hey Ryan, what you up to?
Oh, you guys ready to get started? Because I've been yakking for the past 20 minutes or so, I guess, so.
Can I at least get a part of the story about the projectile vomiting?
I think I passed out before that happened.
Oh, okay. All right, let's go and sit down then. We'll take our seats.
Well, you're not going to tell me about the projectile vomiting?
It's recording, what do you know? We'll save that for another day. Then.
Yeah, boy, well, some girl like vomited on him or something.
That's another story.
It's a long story.
You know, now you got me interested. I don't know if I'll be able to.
Apparently, Ryan decided to start early, so we got a show we got to catch up and record. Let me just.
Oh, well, how much time do we have left? I mean,
I don't know, because I didn't start the timer like I should have, so. Right now, I'm 6 minutes into it, and you
said,
"Oh,
genius!"
Yeah. You'll get your comeuppance. Don't worry.
You're about as sharp as a bar knife today, aren't
you? Oh yeah. Okay.
Wait for us.
Let's get the microphone on the correct way. There we go.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
He who laughs last best.
Not necessarily if there's no one around to hear him laugh. So therefore, his laughing is actually
it's not that Neil to be laughing, but everybody else that watches this.
You know,
all right. Fortunately,
so what are you insinuating
now,
here?
Of course, to ruin Ryan's fun, I edit the shows. So anything he says, I could take out or rearrange him, or maybe I'll rock bottom for a lot of fun. So,
well, I hope you take out some things, because after like doing it for 15 minutes, I was bottoming out. I'm like, I ran out of stuff to say, and I'm just like.
So,
I start doing something. Well, you'll find out, I guess.
Can we just do a voiceover on him? And
it would probably be it'd probably be really good for outtakes later on during the season. I can tell you that right now.
Okay. Well, we'll hope we will.
So anyway, one thing I did not do.
Well, let me check. How long had
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So 9 to 2. That's how awesome your escape is.
25 minutes. So. No. Okay.
25 minutes.
What are we counting up there for?
How long
apparently
were you?
He's already done a haterade and so sweet kind
something.
Of thing.
Yeah. Well, on HeroScape, because I didn't get to review it, so
okay.
I did. I'm happy. Thank you very much.
Excellent. So now you get to hear Kyle and I talk.
What did he freaking do?
I want to find out about this game anyway.
Okay. Well, you didn't test it out
no,
yesterday?
No, I haven't played
he
it.
He hasn't had time to
no,
play
it. No, I wasn't home yesterday.
Well, what about the day before?
What was I doing the day before? I wasn't
before
home
either.
Very much either.
He was here Sunday night.
Yeah, we're playing Rock Band Sunday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, after I left.
I go to sleep because I got school.
Well, you know what? You're full of excuses today, aren't you?
And also, I am almost dead tired because I didn't get much sleep last night either. So.
Well, whose fault's that?
Okay.
Yours.
Well, I'll
apparently
try to give
my
us something
fault.
Productive. Hopefully, it'll be useful.
I'm sorry. We said productive. That's not what this podcast is all about.
No, of course not. Are we talking about giving valuable information? We don't give valuable information. We just say what we try and say, and then we
and
mess it up.
And hope somebody
cares.
Exactly,
gives a crap, you know?
We need to work on that, though.
Yeah, well, we are, gradually. It's going to take a few, like, 10
well,
more years.
Well, we by meaning we'll... me. But that's another story.
Yeah.
I actually did look at the recon report. Well, not yours, Jason's.
Well, mine had never made it the air.
Yeah,
it the air. Thank God.
In case, I guess if you're wondering, because prior to the show, even being edited, the recon report, which if you don't watch the recon report, it's a little YouTube video I do about a couple minutes long, talk about some of the news stories of miniature wargaming. Ryan sent out on Twitter apologizing for his performance prior to even anything even coming
it was
out.
Lack of performance.
No one
it was
even
lack of memory.
Like, what's going on? So. And now people think it's just crazy because it never materialized. So, camera.
Well, they think I'm crazy
camera,
anyway. So
the audio, I don't know what happened, but that's why I ended up having to reshoot that one. And
all that work. It was 2 days worth of work down the drain.
Yeah. It took you 2 days?
Oh, I two mean, mornings. Well, they're 2 hours.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, even 2 hours. Really?
I say 3 hours. But either way.
Yeah, that too. So anyway, now that that's on the table, let's review this game.
So why don't you go ahead, while I talk a little about the game, why don't you tear down the sweet hater thing. So it'll be your job to keep it up as we go. Because we're actually going to do a little 10-minute speed reviews of this. So what I've got sitting over here, I don't know what he was doing beforehand, so hopefully I introduced it, but this
I
is...
I have a couple
I did.
Of
oh, yeah, I did.
On what
I did.
He could have been doing, but I'll leave that for the imagination.
This is the
Monkeys.
Axis and Allies miniatures game by Avalon Hill, and first off, it despite having the name, it has nothing to do with the actual Axis and Allies board game. It's completely unrelated, as this is a squad-level combat game versus a World Conquest game.
See, it rubs off.
So they mentioned it's a collectible miniatures, which, you know, I'm not a big fan of, but It's basically a squad level. I'm done talking. I got nothing to say. That's the introduction. Squad level collectible miniatures game by Avalon.
Yay!
Wow, that was just as bad as my review.
It was pretty bad. And what we got is we only got the two-player starter set. It retails probably about $15 to $17 in stores, depending where you get it. I guess it came out, I don't know, a little while ago, a couple months ago. They're actually handing these things out when we were at the Michigan Game Conference back in June. So I think it came out early in the year, but I really don't know the exact release date of this starter set. The game's been out for a few years, but this is like a new starter set they released.
Okay.
And this features, obviously, 10 miniatures, and they're all pre-painted, plastic, you know, the usual stuff you get with collectible miniature games.
Now, before you guys say anything, it just, when I looked at the game, it kind of reminded me of the game I liked, Manchurian Mandate, when we were at that convention. I don't know if the rules are the same. Probably isn't. I think it's a more simpler game, but that's what it reminded me of.
Okay, and I have no idea what that game is, so obviously we're Manchurian, going over my head.
Manchurian Mandate, Ryan played at the Michigan Game Conference.
I loved it.
As soon as
I can afford it, I will buy it.
Making sure that the whole ground was completely clear of people and you had to wear socks.
No.
That was way different.
This is like a near future, like, I don't know what the kind of size
was
game, but
it's cool.
A lot of tanks running around blowing stuff up. I think it took place in like 2008.
I'm sorry, before you even get that, I think you need to work on putting together your War Machine figures.
I will eventually.
Eventually. It's been like a month.
It's only been two freaking weeks.
Three.
Okay, so Ryan, we're going to hand you over the timer.
Okay.
You can start ragging on Ryan later on.
I'll shut up.
So, 10 minutes from now, stop us. Let's roll.
Wait. Clear? Okay.
What? Okay. Obviously, we need to roll dice.
Roll D6, two goes first. You know how this.
Two.
Reroll.
One.
Okay,
six.
Kyle's going to go first.
In this game, though, don't we decide by who goes first with the higher number?
Yes, do you want to go first or do you want to go second?
I wish for you to go first. I'll hand it all over to you.
Okay, so how this works, if you never watch these little miniature review or mini reviews, we only did one so far, we'll go about 10 minutes back and forth. In this case, just myself and Kyle going back and forth.
You might interject with a question sometime, too.
We're going to say, so, you know, so sweet, hair hater rate, and a very short, like about 30-second talk on that topic. And it's only really that person who basically started the topic who really gets to talk. So in about 30 seconds, Kyle can jump in and cut me off and start his topic up. And as we're going through that, Ryan will keep the score back here. And, of course, it is perfectly fine if, say, Kyle wants to do the same topic I do to expand on it. So, like I said, 10 minutes, about 30 seconds each. Let's start, and let's go really, really, really quickly. You ready?
Ready.
Go ahead. Okay. So, first up, we're going to go with my first hater rate about this game, just to kind of get one of the negative things out of the way. And the fact is, with a lot of starter sets, the starter set itself is just too small. There's not enough figures in here to have a really great experience, which is, you know, it gives you kind of a poor introduction to the game if you really never played it before. There's like the rule. There's not enough stuff in the game.
You got 5 seconds left.
It doesn't matter. Keep going. It's Kyle's job to jump in. So say something, Kyle. Your turn.
Well, I would have to agree that a couple.
It was so sweet.
Couple. It's a hater towards the haterate side. Unfortunately, I don't have a middle ground there. But a couple more figures, only, you know, even two more for each side would be, you know, perfect for a star set. But unfortunately, as we found out, the game was way too short for a star set, and we had to up the ante a little bit. But on to my topic now.
That was your topic.
Yeah,
my
your topic.
Topic.
30 seconds is over with.
Yeah, you have 30 seconds to talk about whatever topic you wanted to. You can do the next one.
Oh,
I'm gonna go so sweet. And we're going to talk, though, about this game being a 15mm World War II game. Like I said, I hate collectible miniatures games, but the fact that it's in 15mm scale, I think, at least the soldiers are, the box has a big, now with bigger tanks, so I don't know if the tanks are technically 15mm scale. What's so awesome about that, 15mm scale is a very common scale for these World War II figures. Like Flames of War is a World War II game that uses them. So it's very easy to get a hold of other 15mm figures if you want to buy your own instead of just having to buy lots of random boosters. So you really just got to get the stat cards for the guys, then you can buy your own figures and use your own stuff. You'll be able to play much larger battles or use proxies to stand in for the figures.
Well, I have another so sweet for this game. I like the fact that all of the figures are based on historical fact,
Well,
you know, real, you know, tanks and military units that were actually used in World War II. This makes it a lot more realistic, and, you know, you can get in the game a lot more based on, you know, hey, this tank was better than this tank, but, mm-hmm. you know, this tank that came out later just blew everything away, like the Panzer IV, which can totally kill the Sherman. But that's, you know, the main thing I saw about this game that I really enjoyed.
I'm going to go with the Haterade, kind of a similar topic. This is more to the starter set than necessarily the game itself. It's not equal battle. The starter set is not really balanced. The Germans had the Panzer III version F tank, which you can go look it up on Wikipedia. But it was an early war tank they used. And the thing is, the other tanks the Allies have, there's actually three of the tanks are the Allies. You have the Sherman tank, you have the T-34 Russian tank, and then you have the British tank, which I don't remember which one it was off the top of my head. But basically all three of those, oh, it's right there, the Cromwell IV. Yep. And especially all three of those tanks basically are better than the German thing. And the German thing is just blown away. I mean, we played a huge battle.
Ouch, the time.
Okay. So it's not balanced. Go.
Well, I have another Haterade. I believe these maps are too small. We had, you know, well, Jason had problems setting it up the wrong way, so that we're facing on angles instead of facing frontwards.
That was my fault.
I mean, but my problem is the fact that these maps are so small that it's hard to get a good, you know, large-sized battle going without feeling cramped. I would prefer having, you know, made these maps, you know, be, you know, a little bit bigger, or having, you know, multiple, more than two maps, so that gives you multiple options for combination.
All right,
I got a question real quick.
Sure.
Is it just USA against Germany, or do you have a whole bunch of countries against each other?
I don't know what's in the total set. They obviously, this box here obviously gives you British, American, German, and Russian forces.
Okay.
There are like naval expansions, so they may have some Japanese in there for the other side of the Axis powers. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what else is in there. I mean, they obviously expand out to cover the entire world.
I mean, they also have the Soviets in too.
The Russians. Soviets and Russians.
They're technically Soviets in World War II.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Anyway, okay. But I want to add a so sweet to this to make things a little bit better. You put a so sweet token on the Haterade side.
Yeah, it's so sweet, it's Haterade.
And what time are we running with the total review time?
Well, it's your fault you put so sweet tokens on this side.
Oh, my mistake.
You know what? You should be more aware.
Well, they're over there.
No, I shouldn't. I'm half asleep.
Yeah, I don't
care. So sweet, it's going to be
the maps.
Well, I do. The maps, like, how...
No one can read it.
Yeah, so why did you make out that point if no one can read it?
Because I can read it.
Well, who cares what you think or what you see? It matters what the people see. Like, right now, this is terrible.
Right, that's bad. What I'm doing here for all the audio people, we're holding up one of the maps, and they're so sweet. I like the maps. They are pretty nice. They're nice big hexes. Like I said, if there was a lot of them, you could probably get more. You might be able to get more in other packs. I'm not quite sure off the top of my head, but the starter set comes with two double-sided maps, and they're the terrain's all clearly marked. It's very easy to tell, line of sight, all that kind of stuff. So they're very nice maps for this. They unfold nicely, and you can plan them really well. So it's so sweet on the maps. What's our total time on this review, Ryan? Are you keeping track?
What? Yeah.
Yeah? Sure. Apparently, yeah is an answer to total time. Because apparently...
6 minutes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Genius. You know
yes,
what?
I am. Thank you.
Anyway, not Ryan. Kyle, your turn.
You know, did you just confuse me with Ryan? I mean, really. I mean, that's just a complete disgrace to all that's Kyle. I mean, really.
I feel so sorry for you.
You would.
Not really.
Your turn. What do you got?
I understand with sarcasm. Thank you. My turn. I do another so sweet is the tokens. I do like these tokens.
Damage tokens you're talking about.
Yes, that is correct. These damage and disrupted tokens. These are easily able to, you know, tell who's been disrupted, mm-hmm. who's been damaged, and, you know, how much is left to kill a unit, which I believe is, you know, clearly necessary in a game like this, especially when you get into bigger battles, when you don't know, you know, who's been hit and by how much, and people start arguing over it, and then people start pulling out, you know, BB guns, and then, you know, airsoft pistols, and then somehow Molotov cocktails just come out of nowhere. And I'm just like, wow. Then the whole house is on fire. So instead of going through all that trouble, we now have nice damage tokens.
Now that Kellen's describing his last gaming session, it's my turn to jump in. I'm going to go to So Sweet, and the So Sweet is talking about just the basic damage resolution and the fact that it's really simple and really straightforward and it works. All it really comes down to is you basically check line of sight, you measure range, you determine what basically type of configure you're attacking. Are you attacking a soldier? Are you attacking a vehicle? And each card is a little chart here to show how many attack dice you roll. You roll those attack dice compared to the target's defense, and you resolve damage really simple and straightforward. It's a very clean system, and it works.
I do have one haterade that was brought up to my attention. Line of sight. I do not like the line of sight rule so much, where a tank cannot block infantry.
Oh.
You know.
Units don't block line of
exactly.
sight.
Exactly. I do not like that. I believe it limits your actual ability to strategize. And, you know, obviously this is all about movement and flanking, but that still would be, I consider, a fundamental part of war. But, and that's one that I've had, you know, a little bit of problems, as you know, with.
Okay, I'm going to So Sweet, another So Sweet. Excuse me. It's like, and what
I'm sorry, don't die over there.
And the other one is actually going to be, like I said, it's actually very effective in determining tank combat, because damage is really simple. Basically, your tank's either kind of shocked a little bit, like it took a glancing hit, and the people are kind of worried. It got a little bit of damage, or just got blown away altogether. I mean, you really saw that when you play the games out, the tanks approach each other. They all fired on mine, and then mine just like would hit and blow up.
How many units did I have left after that big 8 or something?
I killed a lot of your infantry because I didn't.
I had 8. I had 4 infantry and okay, 4 tanks, and you had 2 infantry left.
Yeah. Because I had 6 of the Panzer 3 tanks. They just got ripped apart.
But by 4 of my tanks.
The rules work well for simulating tank battles, and the fact that it's not like long, and that guys are really. They're kind of slugging it out a little bit. But when the damage is done, it's really, it just blows up. Because, I mean, that's kind of how tanks work. They usually just, the armor gets breached or doesn't, really. So
exactly.
I think it works pretty well.
You know what? I think that's about it.
You done?
Yeah, 10 minutes is up.
For me.
About 10 minutes? Okay, do you want to, should we go ahead and do our final, just overall summer reviews then? What do we think?
Overall, English? That's impossible.
How many times have you had to say that phrase in this show? Far too many.
That's your fault.
All right, D6, highest number. We'll go ahead and say your final thoughts. 3.
You can go first.
Oh, boy. Jason actually goes first in something for once.
I allowed him to go first last time.
He allowed me to go first. He wanted to.
Why not? But I mean, Jason usually, when we roll the dice for a final review,
oh, yeah,
Jason usually goes last, and this time he's going to go first. And Kyle go. That's scary. I'm sorry. That's scary. Kyle going last.
I'm sorry. I don't think anyone actually cares. And the fact that anyone besides you caring is a scary thought.
Well, I'm on here, aren't I?
That's even a scarier thought.
So, anyway, my final review is those two guys go out there and have their own little debate yet again, interrupt me one more time, and it took me off. And
hey, I still got my cup.
Yeah,
remember what I said first off about Jason.
I'll find out tomorrow when I edit this thing.
Keep a copy for yourself.
No, but it's...
And don't forget what I said about Kyle, too.
Of course, you know what? You gotta remember, it's coming from Ryan, though, so whatever he says that, you know, you
it's
can't
100% the truth.
About Jason.
So, my final review of this game, overall, it's a solid game. The starter set is weak in the fact that it doesn't give an exceptionally great gaming experience, but we took actually pieces from StarCraft, which I got hiding back here. So when I show the demo video picture of this, you see a bunch of like siege tanks and marines running around and stuff.
And flying tanks.
And flying tanks, which are Russians, yeah, apparently. But yeah, so I mean.
And the Germans have a flying
tank.
Yeah,
Germans have flying tanks too. So it'd be nice, you know, it'd be nice if the fact it gave you more stuff. Like, I mean, this game kind of tries to go for the high quality pieces, and the result, it doesn't give me enough quantity. But the game system is fairly solid. There's a lot of dice rolling. Maybe you may not like that. Maybe that caused problems. But the game system works. And honestly, it could be really easily adapted to actual different universes. You could probably actually create a StarCraft game or any kind of game really based off this system. So it's good for squad level at a little bit larger size. So what I normally would say, don't buy a collectible miniatures game. Don't think of this as a collectible miniatures game. Think of the starter set as a game system where you can go on and buy your own miniatures and things and use those because it's a really good solid set of rules. So I like it. I had fun despite the fact my tanks all blew up like in the first two rounds and then then the few that didn't tried to cross the river and that got south and went south in a hurry. But that's my fault. So that's not the game.
One guy got lost in the forest for five turns.
Yeah, he didn't really do a very good job of that either. But yeah. It's a solid game. I liked it for $17. If you got some, if you got some World War II pieces laying around, it'd be fun to try out.
I believe you've said most of everything that I believe that this is a very solid game. Could have a few more pieces in the starter set, but I mean, overall, for $17, you're not going to get a much better game. Not too many arguments occurred, really. Mm-hmm. We didn't really have any.
It's all clean. It's a very clean system.
Very clean system. So, I mean, obviously, if you just want something simple, fun, and easy to use for $17, go ahead and buy it. I mean, I believe that you can always get more if you really need to. Mm-hmm.
And just for the record, don't try to charge out of a highly defended position, like behind a river. Try to capture objective on the other side. It just doesn't work very well.
And you set up the map that way.
I set up the map that way. That was my fault. Oops.
And you set up the map wrong.
I just set the map wrong. You deployed on the wrong sides. You should have deployed the lengthwise.
Well, yeah, so you set up the map wrong.
Oops.
All I got to say is buy HeroScape. That's all I got to say. Hey, Jason, I got a question. Since I started, can I finish it off?
You don't finish your HeroScape?
No, can I finish the podcast off? Can I say,
well, we aren't quite done yet.
Okay, well, finish it off? Please.
Because
I could say so many things about that right now that would possibly
You are so sick-minded. Okay. I'm not even talking to you.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Talk to the hand.
Apparently, he thinks I'm sick-minded here.
Let me get my phone here and check on something. But before we get to that, because also this week, one of the announcements was that Privateer Press, obviously the guys who do War Machine, finally had an official release date for Monsterpocalypse.
Did they?
Yes, they sent out in their press release earlier this week. Not calculating, I went calendar. it's October 10th, which is a Friday. So, let's see, our film schedule, the 25th is this show. So our next show would be the 9th, which would be the day before it comes out. So the show we do on the 23rd will definitely be our review show of Monsterpocalypse, as long as I get the pieces on time, which I better because I pre-ordered them. So with that said, Monsterpocalypse is coming out. I'm looking forward to it. Little notes going on before we read the emails?
Nope.
Oh, yeah. What was our final tally of this thing?
Oh, final tally?
Let's see here. Hater Aid, 5.
4, 5. 6-5.
Yep. 6-5. So I guess it got
even game.
Average.
Because a lot of those, a lot of hater rays, though, were me ragging on the starter set, not necessarily the game. So,
yeah.
It's probably a little bit, yeah, okay. But it came on an average game, I think.
Yeah. And there might be, like, some couple more so sweets that I didn't pay attention to you guys saying. Because I didn't pay attention to you guys.
It is him.
When do I ever pay attention to
you? What did I tell you about Ryan?
Now, see, maybe I gotta give some kind of formal training session how I do my shows to Ryan.
I mean, honestly,
I didn't really tell him what was going on.
That's normal.
You didn't give a good starting
time. You never tell
time.
Us what's going on.
Obviously, he decided that we were starting earlier when we weren't. Yeah. Okay. Or he had some kind of devious plot going on behind our backs. Wow. And that was just very...
That was just creepy. Did you finish your whole thing about HeroScape?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like I said, I finished 5 minutes before you guys came down. I had to improvise. You'll find out, Jason, when you
I'll
see it.
I'll find out when I find out.
And hopefully,
and then
you can
you'll
put
see
some
5 minutes cut out of
no,
the
no, no,
podcast.
No, 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 no. Some of it, I mean, yeah. Some like the part with me when I panic and the part when
you,
I have no clue what to say.
Did you have a heart
cut
attack?
Cut that out.
Did you panic
but
and have a heart
the
attack?
The other part. Keep that in there because it is awesome. At least I think it is.
So, the emails we got here, last time when Owen was on the show, we talked about we're not talking about. We mentioned an organization called Battle Force 5, who's out on the west side of the state, which is the state of Michigan, which is that direction. Took me over there to get all organized. I could point any direction. No one have any clue. It's yeah. that direction.
It's that direction.
That direction. But either way, it's somewhere over that way. So they're basically trying to kind of carry on some of the things that WizKids was doing. I got an email from, I think it's the webmaster of it, because I sent him a while back, so I asked him to come on the show and do kind of an interview about it, and he said he wasn't ready quite at the time. We're still working on that interview together, so we're still kind of scheduling some things. He still wants to come on. But what he said was that he's announcing that the Battle Force 5 name was sold. So he wanted me to let you guys know that I guess he sold the name Battle Force 5 and the domain battleforce5.com. He didn't give me any details of the sale, but who it was or any kind of money, so don't ask you about that. I don't have the details. As of today, battleforce5.com was still his original site. But what they like me to announce, if possible, which it is possible because I'm doing it right now, this is not the end of the project. So don't worry, they're still going to try to keep carrying on with this project, keep going, and kind of bring this whole thing to fruition. But as of now, what the name they have, yeah, as of right now, we're using
West
the
Michigan.
Working title is the, working titles in quotes, as he puts it, the West Michigan Independent Mech Project, or the abbreviation is WIMP, W-I-M-P, which,
it's interesting. I guess you could remember that.
You
could
remember that.
I don't think in the way that you want to remember it, though.
Well, I might suggest
it's an interesting acronym.
I mean, at least do a different acronym. Yeah. I mean, nothing wrong with the name. The West,
it's an interesting acronym.
West Michigan Independent Mech Project is fine. Yeah. Maybe just change the name a little bit. But anyway, so
it's kind of cool that they found out about our podcast, though. That's interesting.
I actually found out about them.
I sent
them an email to try to get them on the show.
Gave them an email.
We've been talking back and forth a little bit. So
okay.
Their slogan is going to be "For the players, by the players." I mean, I don't have a whole lot of details that they gave me, so. That's what the little notes they said is basically they're going to try to do kind of an approved play system like WizKids had. So between these venues, try to coordinate things and such. So I'll get, as more information becomes available, I'll let you guys know. But if you want, I guess I'll put a link to Dave's Twitter. The guy's name is Dave, right? That'd be hilarious.
Yes.
Yes, it's Dave.
It's Dave.
I think I had the name wrong. I'll put a link. Dave has a Twitter feed that I found out about today. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes if you want to check out and get his updates.
And do they have a website that you could give him a link to?
He hasn't given me a new website address. So
okay.
Maybe, I don't know if he's how long he's going to control battleforce5.com. Maybe something might pop up there. Might something pop up in the Twitter feed. But once he lets me know about it, I'll be sure to pass along on the next show. And I guess that's about it. So Ryan wants to end this show. So I guess we'll have...
This is just a mistake, I can tell you right now.
Why?
I don't know what he's going to do.
What? I'm just going to do what... Well, you usually do, but you can give off the names of stuff and whatever.
Can we give out emails and things?
You can. Okay. That. That's fine.
So for questions and comments or send me an email, it's jason@rocklesoftware.com. That's rocklesoftware.com. My Twitter feed... Twitter.com/TT_Battlefield. Ryan?
My Twitter feed, if you dare, are Madman4.
And I still don't have a Twitter feed because, you know what? I'm the rebel of the group, apparently. Apparently, I'm not part of this coalition to, you know, be part of Twitter.
You're not part of the Secret Sanctum, no.
Maybe that's a good thing.
I don't know. I just don't know. Sometimes I just don't want to know.
So, I wasn't the one who said it. That's all.
And since I don't think I got to say it earlier, I'm Jason, the creator of the Army Showcase. Thanks for watching.
And I'm Kyle, and...
I'm Ryan. Jason, have a fun time editing this thing. It's the Tabletop Battlefield!
Oh!
We totally missed the cue they did with our...
Yeah!
Let's try that
and
one more
time. And
that
didn't sound that great either.
Okay.
That was horrible, actually.
I'm sorry. I was going towards, like, why aren't you guys following me?
I know the lead, and I think and Kyle totally follows my lead, and I'm doing this.
Okay, let's try it again. My voice will be down a little bit lower.
This will be our real ending. So the thing you just heard, that was like the Lord of the Rings style fake ending.
Now this was more of the
more
Ryan screwing up.
I wasn't screwing up. I was pointing. The rest of you were doing.
But
were like, what the hell are you doing?
Like it.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Once again, I'm Jason, the creator of the Army Showcase. Well, thanks for watching,
and have a good night. Because
you're supposed to say, I'm Kyle!
That's because you don't do that. you should let me say that, and then you say, Jason.
Okay.
You should let me go first.
Okay.
Okay, like I'll go first.
Please, like I'll go
it's an absolute
place.
Freaking disaster.
Because of Ryan. It's Ryan's fault. It sounds awful if you say I'm the creator of Tabletop Battlefield and then going to me say, because it just sounds awful because I'm like, okay, I'm Kyle.
I'm Kyle. Yes, yeah. You're just Kyle, okay?
I'm nothing
you're
important.
You're insignificant.
I pretty much am. So thank you. All thank right. you. You know what? Right. I'm going to go home and cry now.
Okay, do sounds that. Good.
I will. Later.
Kyle, let's have you go.
What did you have to do that?
Kyle, let's have you go.
Oh, God.
See, I did, not have, I did not have a problem
this
getting started.
This is my worst show ever.
I did not have a problem getting started again. Because you two weren't here.
You're lucky we're on recording.
No, we are recording.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's lucky we are.
This is going in the show.
Well, I'm smiling the whole time I'm saying
and
this.
And I think that's about it for tonight. Yes. I'm Kyle.
And I'm Jason, the creator of the Army Showcase.
And I'm Ryan Jason. Have a fun time work trying to edit this out. This is the Tabletop Battlefield.
Copyright 2007-2008 Rock of Saw for a license under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License. The intro music Down With Everything is by The Transfer and is acquired from www.podbayfighter.com and is used under a Creative Commons License.
Is that any work for real?
Huh?
Is that any work? Are we done?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
I mean, do you think that's good?
I don't know.
Are you okay?
God, this is an awful show.
It's like our worst episode ever.
No.
Why do you say that?
No, our worst episode ever was when we were sitting on your couch and I just spewed off monkeys all night.
Well, I try to ignore those early episodes.
Just watch the beginning of the podcast,
Kyle.
Episode
25, season 1, I just tend to ignore. It's there, but I ignore it.